Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Ian is on the phone right now for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and he thinks apparently that his girlfriend of 2 years, Janae, might be seeing someone else. Damien, thank you for your email. Appreciate it. Sorry you have to come on the show like this. Tell us a little bit about why you think your girlfriend's cheating on you.
We've been together for about 2 years, and I work as a rideshare driver right now because I lost my job last year in the pandemic.
What did you do before you did DoorDash or rideshare stuff?
I did phone sales and did pretty well. She's always worked from home. I got to say that. Like influences, like Instagram, TikTok, and different brands, collaborates. So, yeah, she's busy from home. And, you know, I'm out trying to do all these car runs and stuff. But we moved in together really mostly to save money when I lost my job and, you know, that's fine. We've been together for 2 years, and it was time anyway, you know.
So what makes you think, though, that she's cheating?
Basically, there are a few things. For one, we haven't had sex in, like, 2 months. Normally she's really ready to go, but I get nothing from her.
That's a long time. I mean, you know, you go through ups and downs. Mm-hmm. As far as libido goes.
Yeah, but more she's constantly on her phone, which, you know, it's kind of a normal part of her job. She's an influencer. But it's really hard to trust, like, all these smiles and the, like, cute, flirtatious looks on her face when she's looking at her phone. And I don't know.
Yeah, people actually do that without even noticing so much if they're cheating, because I've seen it.
Yeah.
Really?
They do. They like they get the smirk on their face and they don't even know that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And they're just talking to someone else who's actually like who they want to be with or like, you know, wish they were with instead of leaving who they're with to be with that person.
So you can kind of tell a difference. You know, if someone's on their phone a lot, if your significant other is always on their phone, then you kind of know how they normally are. But when something about it changes, you can tell.
Yeah,
exactly. I feel that. And I agree totally about the whole face thing. And like you can tell when someone's like vibing off of what messages they're getting.
So this is kind of your gut instinct.
Yeah, well, it's my gut instinct, and also it's just eating me apart because like I have undeniable feelings for her on my end, and I mean this is the girl I love. Like, I just need to know what's going on, so I don't propose or like what's up. And I have the ring, but I'm being cautious. I just got a weird gut feeling about this. I don't know. I don't feel right.
Have you thought of a way that we could call her that wouldn't seem suspect? We asked everybody to think that through because it could be weird if we called from a random place.
I mean, she gets a ton of calls and she works a lot with like PR, publicists, public relations. So she gets a lot of PR, marketing, like, you know, account executives calling her. That's a good way. And she'll pick up a lot of phone numbers she doesn't know that way really easily. She's used to that.
Okay, well, cool. We'll call her from a PR company. And see if she wants to rep our
talk about beauty and kind of get her into it. And then I don't know somehow, cause I don't know. I'm worried.
I'll call from a PR company asking if she wants to rep our product, you know, do a little collab.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be, you know, could be something simple.
Yeah. And then if she says yes, we'll offer a spa package for two and some flowers to send to somebody special and see if she gives us your name or somebody else's. Would that sound believable? Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah. She's used to getting like all these gifts and like packages and deliveries. So.
Of course she is. She's an influencer.
I'm a little bit of a beauty blogger myself and I know how it is.
I used to work at beauty.com.
Oh.
And well, it's like I wasn't a blogger. I just kind of recommended beauty products for people.
Really?
And I got a lot of free stuff and I loved it.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Alex is going back next weekend.
Gonna go back there. I'm going to be driving DoorDash. She's going to be working at beauty.com.
No, definitely will not.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and find out if she is cheating on you. All right, man?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm ready for this.
War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater is coming up next. It's a Jubal Show. Middle of War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater. If you're just joining us, Damien is on the phone and he thinks that his girlfriend of 2 years, Janae, might be seeing somebody else because things have changed in their relationship. Mm-hmm. They've been together 2 years, moved in together not that long ago. He's actually ready to propose. Yeah. He thinks that they're going to be getting engaged soon. So he wants to find out if something's going on because over the past few months, they haven't been intimate with each other at all for 2 months. He said nothing.
It's a long time.
Zero, Damien, zero, nothing, nada, zilch.
Yep, that's how it is right
okay,
now.
Okay, so I think I made my point on that. And she also is a beauty influencer, blogger type person, so she works a lot on her phone. But lately, he's noticed that she hasn't been paying any attention to him, and the relationship is kind of dead.
Yeah.
Dry.
Not going
too
well.
Dead leaves. And she's been, you know, on her phone a lot, but he says he just feels like something's not right with the way she's acting. It's not the normal, like, smiling and laughing at comments or videos. It's like a flirty thing that's going on. Mm-hmm. And he wants us to call her from a PR company because she gets a lot of calls from PR companies to partner with her to promote their products. Mm-hmm. And then either way, offer her a spa package and some flowers to send to somebody special and see if she gives us her boyfriend Damien's name or somebody else's. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, it isn't gonna be.
Okay, cool. Give me 1 second, I'll dial her phone number and good luck.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Janae.
Yes, this is her.
Hey, Janae. I got your number from Jeremiah over at you've worked with them before.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yeah. How can I help you?
Yeah. Sorry for the weird phone call. I don't want to I know it's probably weird. I mean, you got a big following and with what you do, I'm sure you get a lot of weirdos calling your phone sometime. Calling you to see if you had a few minutes to talk because I think that partnering with you would be amazing for our brand.
Okay, sure. At this point in my journey, I do a lot of that kind of thing, but just what's the rundown of what you're looking for, how much you're willing to pay, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what I would love to do, because like I'm not, the guy who makes the decision, but I get the guy who makes the phone call, unfortunately for now. But I want to connect you with him. I want to see if I can set up a meet. It could be online, it could be, in person, whatever we can fly you out to. I can set that all up.
Sure. I mean, I'd be happy to talk with them and see what you're looking for.
Also, we have a great line of products for men too. And we wanted to see if you have, a boyfriend or, somebody you're interested in like that.
What are these products like?
A lot of skincare items, a lot of hair fibers and.
Okay.
So we can put together, if you wanted to, we're going to send you a bunch of stuff and then we could send a man box to a special guy in your life as a thank you as well for even having the conversation with me today.
Okay. That's so nice of you. That sounds great.
Okay, sweet. Well, I'll get your address and stuff in a second and make sure we send that to the right place in the man box that we could send to whoever. Where do you want? Do you want that to go to the same address, different address?
No, just send it to me and I'll get it to him.
We do have one thing in there that is very specific. I don't know if he shaves or not, but we make this line of straight razors that's really cool. And we wanted to send one of those along. And they're pretty pricey, honestly, but some guys are really into that stuff. But we do monogram a name on there. So I wanted to see if I could get a name and I could get that put on there. That'd be a cool gift.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, okay. So put the name Jeffy on it.
So Jeffy is the name.
Yeah, Jeffy. Like Jeffrey, but like short.
Okay. I guess before we get all that done, I'll just I want to introduce you to someone real quick, if I can.
Okay.
Okay. I want to introduce you to your boyfriend Damien, who's on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what the
Jeffy.
Damien? Jeffy? I'm sorry, what the hell is happening here right now?
Janae, yeah. This is not Flame from a PR company. This is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
And mine's Alex.
And mine's English Evan.
And your boyfriend Damien thought you might be cheating on him, and he asked us to see if we could catch you, and that's why he's on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, yeah, that's right, Janae. It is ridiculous. Who's Jeffy, dude? Who's Jeffy?
Damien, you are about to feel like the complete dumbass that you are.
I am. I'm going to feel that way.
Yes.
What's going on, Janae?
Oh, my God, Jeffy, you are such a dumbass who never fucking listens to his girlfriend. Used to be called Jennifer, Jeffy. Do you not remember me telling you about my fucking best friend transitioning? Jennifer is now Jeffy, my best friend that I've been talking to about this whole time.
Wait. Jennifer is Jeffy? Come on. I don't believe that. What's going on? Who's Jeffy?
Damien, you're...
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Why do you never fucking listen to anything I say? My friend Jennifer,
all the time,
my best friend Jennifer is transitioning and is now Jeffy. Don't be such a... You're so
I heard about Jennifer, LGBTQ, but like, what... I don't care how that has to do with Jeff.
Oh, my God.
The same person? I don't believe that at all. Come on. Why
Damien?
Would you be calling all the time on your phone?
Well, hold up, Damien. Janae, you're saying that the Jeffy you were sending it to is actually a friend of yours that is transitioning, and they've changed their name to Jeffy.
Yes.
And Damien, you're saying you never heard of a Jeffy.
No, I know Jennifer. I listen to everything you say. I don't want to miss that and not put it together and you would talk about it.
You don't remember that at all?
I remember the conversation, just not the names, Jennifer, Jeffy. I don't know. How do I put those together?
You actually do remember the conversation about her friend transitioning.
Yeah, her best friend, Jennifer, is transitioning. Yes.
So then maybe that's legit.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the truth if you remember the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, Damien, like, I'm sorry you don't remember, but we definitely had a few conversations about it. My best friend coming to visit. Transitioning, and I just don't know why you had to set me up like this over it.
I mean, I guess I forgot. I just didn't hear. Jay, you're always on your phone, and like we haven't had sex in 2 months. Why wouldn't I think you're cheating or with someone else?
Well, you never listen to me, so why would I want to sleep with you?
Oh, ouch.
Whoa, Janae, I think that's ridiculous. Am I supposed to know you're not around? I don't know. When all you do is sit on your ass all day. Type nonsense about beauty and makeup onto your blog. It's not even a real job. Get a real job. Maybe that's how we can get it.
Okay, Damien. You know what? How's this? I'll start packing up your
All right, didn't you just move Jeffy in? I'll be out. You'll be fine.
Damien, she already hung up, man. Yeah. She's gone.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's how much she cares about the relationship. It's all weird. I don't know if I got the questions I wanted, but answered, but...
Yeah, I think the whole thing's kind of screwed up.
I still don't know how this affects our sex life. She didn't answer that at all. I mean, she didn't even have a conversation with me.
That's true. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
That's sketchy.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I know. Better I know now than embarrass myself at the end and waste a whole bunch of time. So thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Yeah.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.